Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Hello, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by globalschoolwear.com, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent magazines, and Right Fit Sports, Fitness, and Wellness. And joining us, probably starting next week, vestibular training products. We've got a great doubleheader today. Sharky Zartman is returning. Sharky's a radio host with Healthy Life Radio. Great station. I spent a few years with them. It's where I met Sharky. She's a health and a wellness college professor. She's a Hall of Fame volleyballer, and she is a multiple book author. She's my co-author of Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And she's all excited about her new book, Win at Aging. Also returning is Dr. Aslan Tariq. He's a physiatrist. He's a holistic physiatrist, regenerative and sports medicine specialist. His group, Optimum Health Medical Fitness, and then the Sports Doctor's Inn. We'll talk about some upcoming shows, and we'll brag again about our book. Hashtag Hey Sports Fix. Sharky Zartman, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Well, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for asking.
Yes, Sharky has written a book, Empowered Aging, that I was honored to be part of. She's written a great book, Hey, You Want to Coach Kids, and I participated in. And she is just a prolific author and very successful one. So, Sharky, give us some background on you and the excitement with your new book.
Well, you know, I'm a former athlete and coach, and so I've been in sports all my life, and that's why you and I hit it off so well, because we both understand sports and sports people. And being an athlete, you always want to win. You know that. And so what I did was I thought about aging, because everybody is so freaked out about it. It's like when people get to 40, they go, oh my God, I'm getting so old. And I went, hey, that's the wrong attitude. I mean, you know, aging is a challenge, but it's also an opportunity, and it's also a privilege. And I thought, how can I use some of the things that I learned in sports to help with aging? And so that's kind of what the book is about. It's taking sports principles, and there's a lot of stories in there as to how to step up to aging and not let it take away your quality of life. Because we all age, but we do it differently. Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned, again, how to stay fit, free, and love your retirement. This is, of course, such a challenging time for everybody. Exercise, staying fit is such a key part of our lives, more important, than ever. Of course, again, you growing up as an athlete yourself, somebody who really became a Hall of Fame national team member in one of the most athletic and physical sports that I knew your teammates in the late 70s. I don't want to age us both. We put orthotics in all their shoes. And the tremendous athleticism and sport of volleyball, but you also coached it for years. And I think that, again, has helped to give you a lot of insight. You've always had the positive side of things. And if you recall, the chapter that I participated, Sharky, in your book, Empowered Aging, I was being a wise guy, but the title really was called Aging is a Balancing Act. You know, I was talking about the exercises that we should do, but you're right. And I, you know, treating it as a sport, having that kind of thinking, you know, with the great winning attitude, I think is something that all of us are going to really, really benefit from. Of course, you're a health and wellness. You were a kinesiology a teacher, professor. So you have that part of the physical side of that part of the book. I would think, what are some of the bullet points in the book that you're really stressing?
Well, one of the things that I'm really trying to stress is to control what we can control, because I think too many people think about, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that, especially at this time with COVID. But I know we need to kind of flip that. What can I do? What can I do? Because an athlete never goes out on the field and says, oh, I'm going to get killed. I'm not going to win. You always go out with that winning mindset. And so that positivity mindset is really, really important. Because if you're negative, your body cells are going to listen to your mind, and you're screwed. So
yes,
we've got to be positive with all this. Because really, we are the lucky ones. We get the gift of time, right?
Yes, or at least you hope we have. And it's,
well,
you know, it's amazing. and in Winded Aging, you know, so many of the principles that you talked about in your Sports Parenting 101 section of our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and the fact that we included what a big deal the mental game is, your attitude, your mindset. Of course, now, you know, there is nobody in the world who's not affected, whether you're a parent, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a young athlete who now is not playing maybe this fall, who you are a parent just agonizing over whether you could send your children safely back to school. I mean, this is like we were invaded from Mars. This is a high wire act that everybody is on. And staying fit and paying attention to the attitudes you're really stressing is one of our biggest weapons. Now, you include all the, you know, the importance of nutrition, again, has always been a big deal with you, and you know, that's part of the new medicine, right? Which is the whole art of nutrition. What's the best website, Sharky, people could find out about you and all your books?
My name, SharkyZartman.com. I have all the books up there, and my archive page for the radio show, Sharky's Pep Talk, is there. And so that's the best way to find out what I'm up to.
Yes, I met Sharky at the event in New York City, the National Publicity Summit. Oh, I don't know if it's 10 years ago or whatever, this tremendous weekend where individuals, authors, inventors, et cetera, doctors come in with our friend Steve Harrison's group and would be able to meet the media. And when I was there to meet the media, I met Sharky.
That's right.
And she was right with her Healthy Life Radio. And that's when we realized in the 38 seconds, whatever my presentation was with you, 3 minutes, the volleyball. And we realized, holy cow, we know some of these great players and great coaches and that whole side of things. And I had the privilege of joining Healthy Life Radio, and you're still doing the show. How long have you done your show, Sharky?
I think it's been 9 years. So I love it.
Are you still in? Yes, you're a neophyte, you know, in terms of the sports fact. I mean, I'm doing my 35th year, and I'm still, you know, I'm still dancing as best I can. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you could go back 10 years. Before that, you have to find the reels to reels we had, and you could see the guests, what were the topics from people all over the world, people locally, people nationally, and so many different topics of health, wellness, and sports medicine and high performance. And if you go over to magazine articles and magazines, you'll read a lot of the stuff with our great sponsor, Lower Extremity Review, one of the top magazines in the whole area of sports medicine, the very exciting new magazine, MVP Parent Magazine, that we're very excited about. And you could read all sorts of articles on so many different topics. Still, one of my hottest topics is women in high heels accepting the challenge. That's one of our popular ones. Again, we have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter, as well as LinkedIn. And we have a lot of great information on Twitter besides the radio show information at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with multiple author, Hall of Fame volleyball player, and coach, Sharkey Zartman. Isn't your husband, Sharkey, wasn't he a coach? Was he your original coach?
Yes, he basically really? Was my okay. first club coach, yes.
Okay, so okay, yes.
Yes, and so he's coached for a long time.
Yes, and you, again, you were part of that world, as we talk about in the Challenge of Youth Sports, where you were getting very serious at early ages. And then we really start to see with club sports and traveling teams and the explosion of youth sports today. And there is an epidemic with capital letters of overuse youth sports injuries, both physically and mentally. We all know about the overzealous coaches and the crazy parents and such a great part of #ASportsParents is Sharky's inclusion. Who did our cartoon, Sharky?
Damien Four. So,
I put you on the spot. Yes.
Yeah.
And the,
yeah.
It's such a fun part of the crazy challenges of youth sports. And again, you know, the area that you're talking about, people into retirement, people want to stay healthy as long as they can. They want to stay fit. You know, the one great thing about exercise, Sharkey, you know, nobody is pissed off or aggravated when they're exercising. Very hard to do. It really, really is, whatever the activity is. And it's one of our biggest weapons to reduce stress, as well as, you know, I've been screaming about obesity and childhood obesity for 25 years. We're still in a mess with those challenges. So being able to enjoy our retirement or heading towards it by having a plan and this a whole idea of the sports connection to aging, I think it's brilliant. And the of course you as a great Hall of Famer, you had to have the word win, right? In the title.
I had to have the word win because we all want to win, don't we?
I agree with you 100% at whatever level, but you also, which is one of the great parts of what you have always stressed, is don't overthink it or overdo it. Even as a great player or as a great coach, coaching great athletes, you make a very, very big deal of not being dealing with overbearing coaches and the challenges sometimes of those kinds of problems. We're all familiar with the world of gymnastics and those horror shows. So right. As these very, very accomplished kids, and, you know, volleyball is one of the club sports. I would see these kids 12, 13 years old. They're already, that's what they're playing, right?
Right, and, right, they are.
Is there a sport with more jumping than volleyball? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think volleyball probably has the most.
Yes. And
ask
your
my
teammates. Yes, exactly. That's what, and Rita Crockett was her, you know, the highest vertical leap on your teams back way back when. The reason I was so involved in the world of volleyball was my mentor in sports medicine, the great kinesiotherapist, Bob Guida, was the strength and conditioning coach for men's and women's volleyball, which was based in the Midwest back in the late 70s into the early 80s. And, you know, Sharkey, just a week or two ago, I had the team physician, Dr. Chris Katorres. He's out in California, and he does his group is Active Kids MD, but he's a team physician now for men's and women's USA volleyball.
Oh, great. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good.
You ought to get him on the show. You can compare notes, you know, in those kinds of situations. So the mindset, give us some more bullets that you really stress in Win at Aging.
Well, I talk about the power of RAP, Now, it's an acronym, and it's basically getting your mind on board, like we talked about. You can't just have a good body. You have to have a powerful mind. And RAP, R is for resiliency, A is accountability, and P is passion or purpose, and also positivity. So there could be three Ps. And I think that resiliency is important. We have to be tough. I mean, we can't just sit and whine and moan about everything like we see other people do and talk about. And the
so
accountability
true.
Is huge. That is something we're not seeing very often in this day and age. And accountability is basically taking responsibility for our choices. And if we can do that, instead of blame others, that's powerful. And that's what this is when it's aging. It's an empowered approach to aging. So it's taking charge. It's not giving up. And then passion, what are we passionate about? We should be passionate about life right now. My goodness, you know. I mean, there's so much we can still do out there. I mean, we can go out and enjoy nature. We can walk. We can see our the people in our life that are meaningful to us. There's still so much we can do. And so that mindset, that powerful mindset of RAP is more important now than ever.
You know, the accountability part, I think you learn when you're a great athlete. You grow up as a great athlete. You've got schedules your whole life. And if you weren't accountable, you weren't on the team. One of the great parts of teammates and sports, before we get too crazy, is that, again, that accountability factor. You know, if a young boy or girl signs up, we expect you to go, you know, and to be accountable. And it's funny how all those years later, you know, we're still dealing again with those kinds of challenges. I can't believe the time has flown by. Sharkey Zartman, her new book, Win at Aging. And give us, is it SharkeyZartman.com, Sharkey, the website for you?
That's right, SharkeyZartman.com. And the book is launching on Amazon on September 15th. So coming right
Great.
Up.
Yes, it really is. Good luck. Hold on, Sharkey. Everybody, we will be right back. It's the Sports Doc. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it can be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Dr. Bob, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And I want to welcome back Dr. Aslan Tariq. He is a physiatrist. He's a holistic physiatrist. He's a regenerative sports medicine specialist. His group, Optimal Health and Medical Fitness. Hey, Dr. Aslan, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me, Bob. I appreciate it. Third time now.
Yes, you're a pro. And, of course, physiatry, you know, we used to get into the contest. Are you a podiatrist, a physiatrist, or a pediatrician, or a psychiatrist, you know, where people don't really understand? I've been around the specialty of physiatry for decades, you know, the physical medicine MD side of things. And Dr. Tariq is also somebody who's very involved in education with his residents. That's been a new gig with you, hasn't it?
It's been interesting. I know since the COVID, you know, we've obviously had challenges for educating because we can't just have a bunch of students with us in the clinic and the hospital. So I've kind of found a way to keep on providing the education.
That's terrific. Talk about your definitions of and what physiatry includes in your practice.
So yeah, physiatry started way back in the 1930s, but initially it was mostly for brain injury, spinal cord injury, those kind of patients. But then it's expanded into include any kind of muscle, bone, tendon, nerve, ligament injury. And because of our inherent training, you know, we get taught a lot about biomechanics, about the value of knowing all the joints and the foot bone, to the ankle bone, to the knee bone and the hip bone. We are specialists in nerve injuries. We're specialists in any kind of non-surgical care of a patient. And we know when to send to a surgeon if you need to, or a podiatrist when you have to. But we try to manage everything without surgery.
Yes, I think and the fact of, you know, physical therapy and doing exercise, that whole physical part of medicine is included in your world, as well as the ability to do injections and to do also other types of interventions. Of course, I met Dr. Tariq because of our late colleague, Dr. Martin Plotkin, a holistic orthopedic surgeon who I spent a good few years with. He passed away a few years ago, but he did mention that there was a physiatrist in his world that also was involved with doing some holistic sides of things. And you've included those things in your practice, haven't you, Dr. Tariq, where you'll do and mix in some holistic aspects?
Absolutely. And, you know, the longer I've practiced, the more I've come to realize that these things, especially because they don't cause any harm, they're best to use first versus high-dose narcotics, muscle relaxants, prednisone, things like that. So if I can find a way to, you know, help the healing with prolotherapy, with biopuncture using Tremelin, which is homeopathic medication, or the stem cells in PRP, if I can use that to help a patient, that's way better than giving them a surgery or giving them narcotics.
Yo, especially also, Dr. Tariq, the nightmare that we've been living through of opioids and this pain pill mania. You know, one of the real pet peeves on the Sports Doctor is the fact that the United States is one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other, that allows television advertising of prescription drugs ad nauseum. It doesn't stop. And the fact that, again, 5% of the population, we take 80% of the pain medicine. You guys really are pain medicine specialists. and the ability to, you know, acupuncture, other kinds of I used to always talk about the mixture of Eastern and Western medicine. Biopuncture was the magic for me on my back with Dr. Plotkin, which was much, but you mentioned something very powerful. The holistic side doesn't harm anybody. You know, the world of side effects is huge. We've gotten used to it. All you got to do is listen to a commercial. They'll tell you all the side effects, right?
Well, one of the oaths we took in medical school is do no harm. So why would I want to prescribe something that's going to harm you? So that's why the narcotics and things like that, or any procedure that I do, I want to do my best to not harm you. So, you know, the opioid epidemic and stuff like that is a different conversation, but pain itself is a multinodal thing, it's a multidimensional thing. So you can't treat every single thing with a pill. It requires evaluation, like someone like from you or me, and you know, talking about the biomechanics, orthotics, rehab, tightness of muscles, weakness of muscles. It needs someone to spend time with the patient. Unfortunately, in the practice nowadays, in any kind of orthopedic, non-orthopedic practice, or podiatry even, patients get a few minutes with the doctor. And all they're really focusing on is what the x-ray shows, the MRI shows, not about the patient.
You know, still, I talk about it all the time with the sports doctor, 30% of medicine is placebo. You know, it's a big part of real medicine is expecting it to work, expecting it to help. Of course, as we get into sports medicine and higher levels of athletics, the pressure's on. Doctor, can you get me better yesterday? You know, these kinds of challenges. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to radio shows, you can go back years, who was on, what were the topics, international people, as well as local people, all sorts of different topics. And again, newspaper articles and magazines, we get all sorts of experts who are participating in from concussions to what's the best shoe to all the different articles we're involved with one of my sponsors, the excellent magazine Lower Extremity Review, and their new partner, we're very excited, MVP Parent magazine, the whole world of youth sports. We're talking with physiatrist Dr. Aslan Tariq. He's in the Naperville, Illinois area. Again, the regenerative medicine is a buzzword. It's a something that's become so popular, and most, you know, really, but everybody's got a shingle out, it seems, with regenerative medicine. That concerns me, you know?
It is. I mean, there's good and bad about that. The more people know about it, it's a good thing. The bad thing is that a lot of providers are just, you know, just injecting anywhere and not really focusing on the underlying cause of the pain or symptoms. So, you know, not everybody responds to these injections. Not everybody needs a stem cell injection. I have plenty of people come to my clinic and they want a stem cell shot. And I tell them that you have to stop smoking, you have to eat right, lose weight, exercise. It all comes along with that. So it's not a magic potion that just helps everybody.
Well, that's why you named it, right? The optimal health medical fitness, where, you know, you're looking to marry all of these different aspects. You know, for decades, we've paid attention on the sports doctor to the mental game, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parents, whether you are their coach, whether you are the youngster themselves or the serious athlete themselves. There's tremendous pressure on so many different areas, and being educated, involving, you know, the inclusion of medicine, I like to call it smart medicine, has a lot to do with aspects. You know, it's like the new medicine, which is eat smarter and, you know, keep moving in that
exercise
regard.
Medicine.
But again, our culture, our, you know, we want a fast fix. And again, it's, you know, on TV every day with the pain pills and the anti-inflammatories. It's a chapter in my book, Tariq, you know, the youth sports and drugs, where we have half these high schoolers taking the Advils and other medicine because they are always playing hurt. It's a real problem. And, you know, functional medicine, you guys pay attention to all of this different function of the body, I think gives you a big step up from the regular MD. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that we work as a team, I cannot do it all. I need my personal trainer, my therapist, my podiatrist, my surgeon as well. My team can help me find the best solution for a patient. I cannot do it all. I never think that I can. But in the end of the day, someone has to take the lead and help the patient step by step. Because if you just tell them advice and don't actually have accountability, then it falls through. So you have to have that step-by-step response to the patient and the family and the parents and everybody else that comes along.
Yes, the accountability. You know, if you listen to the first half of the show with my co-author of my book, Hall of Fame volleyballer Sharkey Zartman, her acronym RAP, and A stands for accountability regarding winning at aging or trying to stay fit, trying to prevent problems, and that whole role of accountability. Of course, our world has been turned upside down over these past X amount of months, and it sure as heck is not over. I don't think there's an individual in the world who's not affected by this COVID, whether you're a parent worrying about your children going to school, if the schools are even going to be open, or whether you're an athlete, are you playing, are you not playing? It's crazy. Tremendous stress on all of us really compounds the challenges, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the most recent data showed that in Europe, depression rates doubled since COVID, and that's probably the same thing here. But I think I tell my patients that there's a few things you can control about COVID that you don't have any solution for it except the fact that you take care of yourself, exercise, you know, sleep, reduce your stress, and then protect yourself and others around you.
You know, it's interesting. For decades, again, I've featured, talked about childhood obesity as well as obesity. Childhood obesity with diabetes, with high blood pressure, heart problems in adults, all sorts of nightmares with obesity. But COVID has now magnified obesity dramatically as it's one of the real risk factors. So again, the idea of being healthy is one of our best defenses against being susceptible to COVID and all of those kinds of consequences. And I think that, it wasn't all that long ago. Patients were scared to come to the office for the most part. We weren't seeing anybody. Were you?
Yeah, same here. I was, shut down for a couple of weeks. I didn't call medicine after that. But with the talk about the obesity thing, you know, obesity and nutrition, a lot of these things are learned behavior. So the parents have to take the lead. And it's hard for kids to not do what their parents are doing, eating junk food or not exercising. So and that's what I tell all the parents is like, for your next generation, if you want them not to get diabetes and have arthritis, start working now. Get them moving.
Yes, we knew we were in trouble years ago, Dr. Tariq, when we had to rename diabetes. It was called adult onset type 2 diabetes, and that was bad enough, except we were seeing one teenager after another, adolescents. It wasn't adult at all. Was talking with physiatrist Dr. Aslan Tariq, and we will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Everybody, we are back. Dr. Bob Weil, you're listening to The Sports Doctor, PBS Radio, talking with Dr. Aslan Tariq. We're talking about physiatry, health and wellness, physical medicine, regenerative medicine. And in the world of sports medicine, again, the ability to use some of these holistic approaches has really made quite a difference, like you talked about, compared to, gosh, we used to see some of these athletes years ago, their joints were like worn out from one cortisone injection after another. And that's really changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the same time, it's not changed. It really depends on where you go and where you practice.
Right.
Because some places you still see that. And, you know, as a parent now, I cannot fathom my son ever getting injection or surgery. And I feel like, unfortunately, because if people want a quick fix, a lot of parents will almost, I shouldn't say the word force, but really coerce their kids to get a surgery when they might not even need to, or they don't even want to play the sport anymore. I've seen that a few times myself.
Yes, and again, as, you know, joint replacement has, you know, become so popular, and there's a tremendous upside to that, being able to really, really help people. On the other hand, we start talking about what biomechanically is involved with the wearing the joints out, whether somebody's walking around their whole life with one leg longer than the other, or they've got flat feet, or they've got other kinds of imbalances that create all sorts of problems. And I think you must have a close relationship also, again, with the orthopedic surgery world, also
yeah.
with chiropractic has always been a part of your group. Who's on in your group? What specialists are in your group in optimal health and medical fitness?
Well, we have a chiropractor who's been on the show before, Dr. Brian Damhoff, and
right.
Dr. Rika, who's a functional medicine MD, and she helps me take care of our these. You know, we work together with patients who have number of bioidentical hormone or nutritional issues that she can kind of help manage.
Yes, a lot of times, again, we see. Also, you've had a close relationship over the years. Makes a lot of sense with physical therapy. You know, you guys are on the same team when it comes to rehabilitation after a injury, rehabilitation after an accident, rehabilitation after surgical correction. A lot of times we'll see, you know, who's one of your old colleagues? I worked with him for years, Dr. Hauser,
yeah.
physiatry, who has written books on prolotherapy, which is really like injection therapy, but where the injections are causing the reaction that's enhancing healing is what prolotherapy, I'm really marginalizing that, I think, a little.
No, Dr. Hauser's done a phenomenal job of marketing and talking about, you know, promoting prolotherapy because it's such a minimally invasive and such an effective way to improve function and reduce pain without actually using any kind of chemicals. It is a very laser-focused irritation that is given to a ligament or a joint by using dextrose with the intention of improving the vascularity and the strength of that area. There's been a number of double-blind controlled trials that have shown the value of it, and it's extremely inexpensive considering everything else out there.
Yeah,
so,
interesting term, irritation. Irritation therapy. Yes, my sports medicine mentor, the famous kinesiotherapist Bob Guida, introduced me, Hauser, years ago. I think I put both him and his wife in orthotics all those years ago. But the inclusion of physiatry in serious sports, you know, the ability to prevent surgery was such and is such a big deal. You know, again, over the decades when I think most of medicine didn't know how to spell the word physiatry, let alone really know, you know, where it fit in. And now it's become, you know, so much more popular. Even if they do mix you up a little bit, is it, like we said, physiatry or psychiatry? Although if you're going to be a physiatrist, you've got to be a good sports psychologist, don't you?
Right. All the time, absolutely. That's a big part of the practice. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's sports or not sports. It could be knee or back pain, but, you know, we have to talk to the patients about expectations, what the goals are, what the treatments are. And there's no quick quick pill to take for treatment of these kind of conditions. Really,
no pills. What's the website? What's the website for Optimal Health? Get more information, are you guys?
Sure. It's Optimal Health Medical Fitness, the whole word. Simple as it is, optimalhealthmedicalfitness.com.
Okay, optimal medical or health, optimalhealthmedicalfitness.com.
You got it. Thank you.
Okay. Got to get the words, mixed in correctly. And again, even way back then, we involved chiropractic medicine routinely, osteopathic medicine. You're a DO, aren't you?
I am a DO, yes.
Yes, and that whole inclusion, Rob Kapler was the osteopath who worked with us with the Chicago Bears, gosh, in the 70s and the 80s. And again, it was these whole body practitioners, including chiropractic, hands-on, and that where through Dr. Hauser and yourself really saw how much that made sense compared to the MD. I know, and I'm just, really characterizing an MD. You know, if it's not a pill, it's an injection, and if it's not an injection, it's surgery, and right? And it's such a different story today, enhancing recovery with proper nutrition, paying big attention. I'm a big CBD fan. I'm very excited because of its safety. I've seen for decades how marijuana and medical marijuana and serious athletes help them sleep, et cetera. Now that we've seen that over the years, but the stigma of the getting high side is not there with CBD. So there's no concern about that. But again, it's safe. And it's one of the kinds of weapons that I'm excited about to get these kids off the Advils and the Aleves in order to continue to play, or the adults in that regard. I'm sure that's something that you're seeing more and more of in the natural substance world of trying to make a difference.
Without a doubt, I mean, too much of a good thing can also be a bad thing, but overall with CBD, I have had a number of patients get off their muscle relaxants and other arthritis medications. But, I don't know if you know, Bob, but I also work in the hospital setting, and patients are admitted. And I've taken care of a number of patients who've just taken Advils on a daily basis and then eventually got got to do dialysis, had a GI bleed or stomach bleed and ulcers. And there's a lot of side effects these medicine have. Just because they're over-the-counter doesn't mean they're safe.
Exactly. And that's, again, such an important point. The idea that this is not harmless. Again, going back to mentioning that we advertise pain medicine constantly. Even Voltaren, the prescription over-the-counter gel, right? Locally, anti-inflammatory, now has gone generic, is now being advertised like crazy. A topical, at least it's a topical. But this is, I think, one of the challenges is, again, is our culture where we expect a pill for everything. And in serious athletics, even adolescent athletics, traveling teams, club sports, we are seeing the pressure to play. And, I still scream the term intelligent rest, which means I don't care what the level is. We've got to back off when we start to see that we're consistently dealing with overuse and discomfort, and the fact that we can learn, sometimes even the greatest theories. I told you about my colleague who wrote the book Iced, or the whole world. We grew up icing, ends up doesn't help anything except maybe numbing an area. So we're continuing to learn all the time. So you're in the hospital setting. You mentioned it right in the beginning. The beginning of physiatry was serious accidents, brain injuries, things like this. And this is still part of the profession of physiatry, is dealing with these kinds of serious neurological problems, isn't it?
Oh, but that's the vast majority of it, absolutely. We take care of an acute rehab hospital, spinal cord injuries, MS, Parkinson's, all these kind of strokes. We are the ones who manage the condition and then take care of them long term. But at the same time, because we know how to manage the system, we can manage an athlete as well. The chief medical officer for the Olympics is an osteopathic physiatrist, so for the U.S. Olympics. So, I mean, we are in all different kinds of fields, but at the same time, our bread and butter is still musculoskeletal and neurological.
Yes, that's what when I first met Kapler in those years ago, when I saw osteopaths, and an osteopath could be an orthopedist or a primary care or a pediatrician, any of the specialties. But all people who were DOs had hands-on musculoskeletal expertise. I can't believe I ran over time. Give me the website quickly again, Dr. Aslan Tariq, physiatrist. Give it quickly.
Sure. OptimalHealthMedicalFitness.com. And if not, you can find me, Dr. Tariq, T-A-R-I-Q.
Great. So great to have you back. Aslan, hold on 1 second. Everybody, we'll be right back. Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor and the Sports Doctors In segment. Again, if you email me, drrwild, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com, we'll fit you in somewhere in the mixture of emails. As always, we talk about some upcoming shows. We got a dynamite show next week, mental training specialist from the Institute of Sports Performance, with his wall of gold medals, because he's worked with the women's gold medal gymnastics team. Rob Andrews comes back. Also returning, it's been a while, Julianne Saviero, specialist in girls pitching, will join us. The following week, we're going to be live from Australia the next day for them. Ronell Hobson and the Academy of Sports Speed. And then returning is Australian podiatrist Jackson Tisdale. So some great shows coming up. A few emails. Paul says, my 13-year-old daughter plays tennis almost every day. She's been plagued on and off with her Achilles tendons. She's had physical therapy a few different times. We've changed shoes. No one's really talked orthotics. Well, Paul, they should start doing it. I've had great success. Especially you use the word persistent or ongoing. There really has to be a key mechanical aspect. Again, as an example, might be flat-type pronated feet. Although I don't care if your daughter has perfect feet. If this is one of her problems, orthotics is a weapon because of optimal positioning. So that's what you really want to look at. Sports podiatry would be your best shot, or talk to your a physical therapist about custom, not over-the-counter supports. I'm sure from your email you've already been and are doing, and she's doing exercise and strengthening. And sometimes you need that intelligent rest. You know, don't try to push through this. Steve says, my 15-year-old son's a basketball player. He's grown so aggressively. He's dealing with this Osgood Schlatter. What are your thoughts? Osgood Schlatter is a condition where the bones grow faster than the soft tissues, and around the knee area, the kneecap tendon, where it attaches the kneecap to the shin bone, all of a sudden is stretched where it attaches on the shin bone. It can become very irritated, aggravated. Usually when the growth spurts are over, someone gets better. It could be very aggravating and ongoing, and I have found orthotics very helpful along with intelligent rest, treatment from physical therapy, strengthening. But like I mentioned with the first email, if it's persistent and ongoing, I pay big attention to orthotics, especially if there's a foot imbalance. And almost always you can improve the mechanics with the orthotics. And I've had great success with Osgood Schlatter really, really calming down. They might still be doing physical therapy. They might still be limiting the amount of running and jumping, et cetera. But it's been very helpful. Perry says, you talk again in your book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, about those two essential exercises. Would you elaborate? Perry, again, the two essential exercises to include with your son or daughter or you, whatever the sport, whatever their age, whatever their level, strengthen those feet and ankles. And rubber bands are a great way to do it. Any physical therapist will really show you a whole routine. And work balance. Work on balance, whether you're balancing on a mini trampoline, whether you are working with a Bosu half dome, standing on tilt boards. It's a tremendous strengthener for all the stabilizers, low back, your core, hips and knees, feet and ankles. So enhancing balance strengthens everything. So besides working on your stability and balance, and the sand dune stepper, if you look at Instagram, Google them, is a fantastic piece of equipment. It's like almost two shoeboxes that simulate with a super foam being on the beach, and really demands that gripping power and stability power of your feet. Creates my famous therapist friend Bob Guida and I, we called it instability training. Create instability, demand stability with your structures, and those are the two essential exercises, concepts to include. You know, it was great having Sharky Zarkman on the show. Again, the book, Hashtag A Sports Parents, that she co-authored with me, that she really put such a valuable first part of it, Sports Parenting 101, because she has coached kids at all levels as they grew into higher and higher levels. She also lived it as a young athlete herself, and that becomes part of what I talk about all the time, which is Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is an essential guide for any parent who has a child in sports, whether they're the best athlete in the country or they're just looking to participate. We continue to have some excitement with Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors Inn. It's www.thesportsdoctor.online. And what this is an online, and it's got a free consultation where I am consulting with parents and or coaches of young athletes to come up with a game plan or deal with a problem or make suggestions. Whether it was these figure skaters that we were involved in, where we were working with their physical therapist, where in one instance we made a big difference with orthotics, whether we were making big differences in recommending nutrition or physical or mental training, www.thesportsdoctor.online. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe. Stay informed. It's the Sports Doctor. See you next week.